The flow of oil from cracks in the seabed off the coast of Rio de Janeiro has long since slowed to a mere trickle. Not so the retribution against Chevron, an American oil company that was drilling in the Frade oil field on November 7th, when a sudden rise in pressure caused a leak. Brazil's environment agency, IBAMA, has fined the company 50 million reais, or $28 million, for the leak. On December 23rd, it levied a further 10 million reais for poor contingency planning. The National Petroleum Agency, ANP, the industry regulator, has closed one of Chevron's Frade wells and suspended the firm's drilling rights. The Rio de Janeiro state government is suing for 150 million reais. A federal prosecutor in Campos, a city in the north of the state, is demanding 20 billion reais in punitive damages and seeking an injunction to halt all operations in Brazil by both Chevron and Transocean, the subcontractor drilling for it in Frade. Federal police, meanwhile, want to bring criminal charges against bosses of both companies. After the 4.9 million barrels spill from the Macondo well in the Gulf of Mexico in 2010, oil regulators around the world are in no mood for leniency. But the blitz against Chevron for a leak of no more than 3,000 barrels makes some industry watchers wonder whether Brazil wants foreign oil companies at all. The reactions are out of proportion with the size of the leak, says Jusse Goldenberg, an energy and environment specialist at the University of São Paulo. Petrobras, Brazil's state-controlled oil giant, holds a minority stake in Frade, but none of the lawsuits or fines names it as a respondent. I don't think there would have been the same enthusiasm for big fines if Petrobras had been drilling, adds Mr. Goldenberg. Brazil ended Petrobras's monopoly and opened up its oil industry to private and foreign investment in the 1990s. But its recent oil policy has been nationalist and populist, says Adriano Pires, a Rio-based energy consultant and former ANP official. It has restricted foreign companies to secondary roles in most new projects. A law approved in 2010 requires that in the recently discovered ultra-deep pré-sal sub-salt fields, Petrobras must be the operator with a minimum 30% stake. Existing concessions are unaffected. Mr. Pires fears that Chevron's mishandling of communications will only harden the new mood. The company was slow to make details of the accident public, he says, and arrogant when it did. Press conferences in English went down particularly badly. It gave the authorities another chance to claim that foreign oil companies drilling in Brazil act carelessly, he laments.